This is VOA News via remote.
I'm Tommy McNeil.
We are quickly approaching a milestone of 500,000 deaths globally from COVID-19, while the U.S. has a little more than a quarter of that. There are more than 9.7 million confirmed infections globally, with 2.4 million in the U.S. For the first time since April, the White House Coronavirus Task Force held a news conference in a Trump administration bid to show it's paying attention to a spike in confirmed coronavirus cases. The briefing was held at the Health and Human Services Department with Vice President Mike Pence, noting that this is not like the pandemic's early days. The nation's better prepared, he said, to handle cases while also reopening the economy. But Dr. Anthony Fauci said the nation is facing a serious problem in some areas and reminded Americans to keep each other safe. European Union officials say that American tourists could be banned altogether from traveling to the EU when the continent reopens on July 1st. The New York Times and CNN report that the 27 member states have agreed in principle to bar travelers from several countries, including the United States, because they have not met criteria for controlling the coronavirus. The United States has the world's highest number of coronavirus infections and deaths. The infection rate has been increasing in several states in recent days, with spikes in Texas, Florida, Arizona, and California. And the ban would be a stinging rebuke to the Trump administration's handling of the coronavirus outbreak. A new meeting on the matter is scheduled for Monday. In the wake of international protests against police brutality prompted by the death of George Floyd, the Minneapolis City Council has unanimously advanced a plan that could one day do away with the city's police department.